Welcome everyone, welcome back. Siman Shin Yudaled Bune. So we're going to focus tonight, Bezrat Hashem, on the basics in Binyan Bekelim and basically Shvirat Kelim Letzor Hachila, breaking like small Kelim for the purpose of eating, and that's going to bring us also to very relevant issues of cans and all of what's related to that. So, Bezrat Hashem,
we talk about clogging, unclogging sinks too?
That's related to a couple of other simanim. That's tzinok she'alu b'kashkashim. It's not in our siman, but it's.
I saw it in the issue.
Okay, but it's agavocha here. It's not the main tzinok she'alu b'kashkashim. Is a different place. It has to do with us also, but so maybe we're going to mention it. But it's not the main. The Mishnah in Shabbat in Kuf Memvav. All of you saw it. Hopefully, shover adam et achavit leechol mimena grogorot. ובלבד שלא התכוון לעשות כלי. So the Mishnah tells us a very simple thing. You're allowed to break the barrel if you want to eat, if you want to eat the content. The only requirement is that you shouldn't have any kavana to create kli. The question is, why is it mutter? So if you look at it in Rashi and the Sugya, Rashi seems to say something that doesn't seem to fit what we usually know. Rashi says, "Shover adam et achavit, mela gorgorot b'sakin or b'saif le'achol min agorot, de'en b'mekalkel shum isur b'shabbat." So if you read Rashi, it sounds like the Rashi tells us a rule that it's not true. En b'mekalkel isur b'shabbat, it's not true. You look in the Gemara in Kufvav, kol ha'mekalkelim p'turim, kol ha'mekalkelim p'turim, kol p'tur ed shabbat, p'tur aval asur. So when we say p'tur, usually we mean you're not chayav Chatat, but it's still Aser. So why would Rashi tell us here something that it's not true? Tosfot, we're going to get to the Rashi, we're going to get back to Rashi in the run, but just keep that in mind. Tosfot on the spot, hopefully all of you saw that also, ask the question, if it's true that you're allowed to break the Chavit, so in the Gemara in Eruvin, the Gemara in Eruvin tells us in Lamedale Damud Bet that the requirement by Eruv is that you should have your Eruv in the same area that you are. And if you have your Eruv in a Migdal, in your closet, that the closet is locked, you cannot rely on the Eruv because hu b'makom echad ve'eruvo b'makom acher. You're not considered in the same spot and you cannot rely on the Eruv. So the question is why? Based on our Mishnah, you should be allowed to break the whole closet and take the Eruv. So why would the fact that it's locked consider a different area? It should be considered the same area. And it, so Tosfot basically makes Ukimta. He decided that the Mishnah by us is not Kipshuto, and he basically applied the ukimta of the Gemara in Beitza, Lamed Gimel, Mustaki. We're going to repeat this phrase a lot. Now I'm going to explain it, but from now on when I say Mustaki, that's going to be what we mean. The Gemara in Beitza say that our Mishnah, at least for Rabbi Elazar, discussing not a regular Chavit, discuss a Chavit, what is it? You take a chavit, a barrel that broke, and if you don't have a lot of money, so you try to create the chavit again because you want to save the pieces. So you stick them together with a zefet or how do you call it? Glue or there's a word for
Satar.
It. Tar, yeah, somebody. Yeah. See, it's a low quality kli lichora, but that's lichora, low quality kli, because if you look deep, the lashon of Tosfot, it's page number 2 on top. Rashi says, Tosfot says, דמחמת גלותו לא חייס עלה, ולכה למחה שמה התכוון לעשותו כלי. So if you מדקדק in the lashon of Tosfot, it doesn't sound like it's a bad kli. He says that it might be a kli if you have a leshem yichud. If you're going to do a kavana, if you want trying to make it nice, you should be over. We're going to see that soon. But the simple understanding of mustiki is that it's a kli garua. It's a low quality kli that examined. It's like out of the halacha of boneh. You cannot be considered boneh bekli kaze because it's a bad kli. It's a low quality. Even if you even if you're gonna have a kavana, it's not gonna. There is nothing to be chalon. It's like what I'm saying now. It's not exactly if it's the lashon of Tosfot after what I told you, but some other rishonim say that. So we're gonna get back to that. But the approach of Tosfot, and if you look at Tosfot after you read the whole Tosfot, so if you ask yourself, yesh binyan bekelim or en binyan bekelim, so the answer is if it's a good kli, yes. If it's a bad kli, no. That's how it sounds in Tosfot, that there is binyan bekelim. Only if it's a very bad kli, then there is no binyan bekelim. But normally we hold that there is binyan bekelim. Now, the Ran that hopefully all of you saw, and I feel very bad that I forgot to put it in the page. I just assumed that everyone has it, and I should have had it on the page also. But the Ran, doing like a ma'ase kil'aim, and it's very hard to understand exactly what he means. The Ran, when he starts, he brings the Rashi. Rashi says, "Pegash Rashi in the end b'mekalkel shum isur b'shabbat." He quotes Rashi. You don't have it on the page, so I'm going to read it slowly, and I'm going to explain it, and we're going to be good b'zrat Hashem. Pegash Rashi zal de end b'mekalkel shum isur b'shabbat. He asked basically the question that it's not true that kol ha-mekalkelim p'turim, because p'tur aval asur. So how can you say it's mutar? Basically the question that we ask. So he said the answer, elayinu tama dekevan debealma mekalkel p'tur aval asur, hacha mishum tzorech shabbat shari lechatchila. So if you read the Ran, it sounds like, you know what, Rashi is moide that normally mekalkel is p'tur. But if there is a need of eating food, like the chomer or a high level need, then Chazal were not goyzer. That's the beginning of the Ran. So if you read the Ran, okay, the Ran should have stopped here. He basically lichora hold like Rashi that mekalkel is mutar here, and he just like limits what Rashi said, that it's not that Rashi comes en b'mekalkel isur b'shabbat kipshuto. If you read Rashi, it sounds like there is no isur mekalkel b'shabbat. It's not true. There is isur mekalkel, it's asur midrabanan. But when you have a need of eating food, you don't have gogorot b'makom acher, so you're allowed to break the chavit. But if this is what the Ran is saying, so the Ran should have stopped here. The Ran continues. מיהו כישריה דווקא בכלי קטן דלא שייך בבניין וסתירה, אבל בכלי גדול לא. So, the Ran is giving us another חילוק now between כלי גדול and כלי קטן. And he bring ראיה. What the ראיה? The ראיה, the Gemara in Eruvin. The Gemara with Eruv. The Migdal is considered a different space, that it's not in the same space because you can't break it. And he said that al korchach, we have to say that the Gemara in Eruvin discuss kli gadol, and that's why you're not allowed to break it. But kli katan, it's mutter in achinami. So I'm asking you, lemaskanat aran, what is maskanat aran? Lemaskana kli katan, there is no binyan bekelim. There is no binyan bekelim. So we still holding what Rashi says. We still hold in the chidush that the Ran said in the beginning that mekalkel letzorech achila is mutter, or the Ran is changing his mind. He said, no, I have a different tekutz between to be mechalek between kli gadol and kli katan.
It sounds like saying kli katan, but only when it's letzorech achila.
Why do you need both?
Kli katan would make it patur alas, or something.
But it's not. There is no binyan bekelim When we say yesh binan bekelim, oin binan bekelim, that's the question basically. So you're saying that kli gadol is going to be binyan midoraita, yeah, and kli katan is going to be midrabanan.
And tzara.
But we're talking about mekalkel, so even kli gadol, when you break it, going to be derabanan, and when you have tzorech achila, it should be mutar. Why do you need three stages? What?
Maybe held on, it's big. It's like more than just a sham kli or something. Like
yes. It's binyan. It's ohel. Maybe it's mamash binyan kavua. But then, what is kli katan?
Why didn't you say he was just explaining Rashi shita and then getting his own shita?
Good. Fine. Maybe.
Maybe like
it doesn't sound like it in the flow of the lashon of the Ran, but it might. And we're going to see. If I would have given you all the achronim to discuss this, it would not have been fair for 1 week. I'm just going to summarize the shitot, because it's basically two approaches lemaisa. The Shilta Giborim on the spot seems to understand like something that's close to what you're saying, Noam. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he seemed to understand that the Ran is combining two shitot, and he says that by kli gadol, ונראה לי תעמוד, כמעט על ידי המינה מסתירה בקרין, אפילו יעביד כלי בשבירתו, לא היה איסור על המיד רבנן. It seems like when it's kli katan, you have like a less of a chashash that if you're going to be mitkaven, you're going to be. Let me just medagadek. It's less kavana. He said that even if you're going to be mitkaven by kli katan, it's going to be the rabbanan. So that's why they're not goyzer by kli katan. That's the way that he understood. That even if you're going to be mitkaven by kli katan, it's going to be only the rabbanan. So when you're not mitkaven, and it's tzorech achila, it's mutar. But by kli gadol, if you're going to be mitkaven, it's going to be isur deoraita. So it's mechalek, it's close to what you said, Noam. But it's still difficult, because you basically need like three levels to be maker. Now, not all the achronim like this approach. And if you look in the Rashba inside, and it seems that might be the Rashba the source of the Ran, the Rashba is clear that there is three shitot. The Rashba bring the Pirush Rashi. He said that according to Rashi, the heter is because tzorech achila, mekalkel, tzorech achila, it's mutar. If it's not tzorech achila, it's asur. That's basically what the Ran said in the beginning. And then the Rashba bring the Tosfot that the Chavit discussed mustiki. And then he said, I don't like the Tosfot also. After he said he doesn't like Rashi also. And then he said the third perush, that mechalek between kli gadol and kli katan. So it's clear in the Rashba that there are three opinions. It doesn't mean that the Ran just copy and paste. It might be that the Ran has his own shita, but if the Ran is basically summarizing the Rashba and didn't mean to create his own shita, it seems like there are three separate shitot. And the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch said that the Ran argued with Rashi. If you medakdek in the lashon of the Magen Avraham, it's meforash in the Magen Avraham that the Ran is basically, when he continues, he's basically saying, no, and I don't like this approach of Rashi, I'm going to tell you what I think. And that basically goes well with what we have in the Rashba in front of us. So far, it seems like we have three shitot, or maybe four, if you consider the Ran to be his own shita, mekalkel letzorech achila, mustiki, and then we have kli gadol v'kli katan. And maybe Rashi, based on the Ran, maybe the kula of Rashi is only like tred rabbanan. If you have a kli katan, and you mekalkel letzorech achila, it's like, yes.
Does the Tosos really
fully argue on Rashi, because you could still break a mustaki. So there's still some makalkel involved. So there's like, is he fully arguing Rashi, or will he, or he's making a distinction in Rashi that yes, there it, there has to be. I don't understand how Rashi can makalkel fully mutter. It should be usser. And he says, well, there is a case where makalkel is mutter, and that's in a mustaki. And he gives explains him why. But is he really fully arguing on Rashi?
What are the two options?
One is that he's definitively arguing Rashi, makalkel is definitely usser. Only a mustaki is permitted for a different reason, or he really agrees with Rashi, or he's trying to explain Rashi, and it says the mustaki, and that
you need mustaki and mekalkel?
Yes.
Letzorach achila?
Well, that's my question, because he's not...
It's very hard to say that, because you're basically asking to create like so many low levels. Mustaki, it's a kli garua, and in addition to that, you're mekalkel, and you mekalkel in Isur de Rabbanan, and you need Tzor Achila. So you're basically saying like the approach of the Shilta Giborim, like to bring it to a de Rabbanan level and to mekalkel and like...
Well, because he basically says, fine. What we said is that the mustaki is such a low-level kli that once you break it, it's really mekalkel. Like as opposed to something else where you mekalkel, it's really not fully mekalkel, maybe. It's completely destroyed. It's so nothing.
The Lashon of Tosfot for sure talks about something else, like I mentioned, that Tosfot seems like even mustaki is considered kli. The point is that you wouldn't have a kavana to create a kli, to have a petach, and that seems to say that it's not, the chiluk is not what type of mekalkel is it. The chiluk is what type of gzera are we goizer. By mustaki we're not goizer, so the Lashon of Tosfot itself doesn't sound that they're talking about the level of mekalkel. But the other issue on him, and by the way, the Rashba, when he brings the Tosfot, he writes that the mustaki, the definition of mustaki, is that kli garua. What I told you that some rishonim, and based on that approach, in mustaki you can say what you're trying to say, that maybe there are two levels of mekalkel, super mekalkel, and mekalkel that it's like it should have been isur d'oraita because you destroy it. It's like maybe, but then you go into the same field of the same area that the Shilta Giborim is going to make it like a lot of. Reasoning to be mekel on this mekalkel because it's a very low level of mekalkel. Fine. Now, the Bet Yosef is a little difficult. Bet Yosef brings the Tosfot and the Rosh, and then he brings the Ran. And when he brings the Ran, he says that. It sounds in the Ran can be found in page number 4, the Ran in the Bet Yosef. And he says that what is the Ran going to do with what we hold? That's another Gemara that we should learn. I was debating what page to put it in addition of sources, the Gemara in Kuf Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara says that Haiman de Ail Shufta Bekufina de Mara Chayav Mishum Boneh Afalgav de Kli Katanu. So he asked him based on the Ran. He understood in the Ran that the Ran, when the Ran said that Kli Katan, there is no Binyan Bekelim, he understood Lichora that the Ran come to say that there is no Isur Doraita for sure. That's going to go either way. No matter how you're going to explain the Ran, if like Noam or like what you said, no matter what, Bekli Katan, there is no Bone Deoraita. The question is if you need Mekalkel, Letzorach Achila or not. But there is no Binyan Deoraita in Kli Katan according to the Ran, right? But the question is, the Gemara in Kuf Bet, the Gemara tells us that if you put like a Shufta Bekufina Demara, Shufta is like a piece of wood inside the Ma'der, how do you translate, would you make a dig?
Hoe.
So if you take a pole and put it inside the hoe, you're over is you're basically boine bekelim. So it's a binyan bekli, lechora kli katan. What is the Ran going to do with that? So he basically needs the teirutz of Tosfot in that Gemara that there is two kinds of binyan bekelim. There is binyan gamur and binyan chelki or stira. When you need a sophisticated maise or something that it's like maase uman, then it's going to be considered binyan even if it's kli katan, because you're doing a chashuv maise. As opposed to just breaking a kli katan or just doing something small in a kli katan that doesn't create the whole kli, that is not considered binyan bekelim. So he brings the ran, he's miyashev the ran, and then he brings the mustaki. And at the end of the Bet Yosef, he brings the Terumah Tadeshen in the name of the Or Zeruah, that says, Shoveret HaChavit, Ayri BeChavit She'ena Machzeket 40 Se'ah. So he's basically, if you read the Bet Yosef, it sounds like the Ran was Mechalek between Kli Katan and Kli Gadol. And the Or Zeruah helped us because he defined what is Kli Gadol and what is Kli Katan. The Or Zeruah said that if it's a kli gadol, that what is the definition of kli gadol? Machzeket 40 se'ah. So if you read the flow of the Bet Yosef, it sounds like the Bet Yosef collect all the chumrot for everyone, from everyone. He collect the chumra from Tosfot, of Mustaki, and then he bring the ran, that kli katan is not a problem, but if it's a chashuv binyan, even kli katan is a problem. And then he bring the definition of Kli Gadol and Kli Katan is 40 Se'ah. But if you hold like the Ran, that Kli Katan is not a problem, then you don't need Mustaki L'chora. Meaning why? And then you go to the Shulchan Aruch, and you see a collection of all the Shitot in one Se'if, and Lemaise, read the Shulchan Aruch. En Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, והנמילה שאינו בניין ממש, כגון חבית, and the Gemma have to say, the Or Zeruah immediately, that Don Chas Bechalila think that you should be mesupak, שאינה מחזקת 40 שעה. So it should be a small כלי. The first requirement should be small. The second, שנשברה ודיבק שברה בזפת, what is this? מוסטיקי. Then you יכול לשברה לקח מה שבתוכה. You're allowed to break it when you have the purpose of eating what's inside. It seems like you also need צורך אכילה. ובלבד שלא יתכוון לנוקבה נקב יפה שיהיה לה לפתח. But you shouldn't have in mind to be מנקב נקב יפה, because then you're going to be מתקן מנה. אבל אם יש למה, אסור לשברה אפילו בעניין שאינו עושה כלי. So the requirement of מוסטיקי is like, למה יש? And it seems like that he doesn't say exactly what's going to happen if you're going to be mechaven to create a kli when it's mustiki, but he leaves room to think.
But it seems odd. He starts with the exception and ends with the rule. He starts off, there's no binyan, but there really is binyan.
Right.
It's only that there's no binyan
right.
when it's these
right.
So he starts.
He come to save you from the mistake that people say, en binyan bekelim, en binyan bekelim. That's what, if you learn the Gemara in Kol HaKelim and you didn't learn the Gemara in Kufbet, so don't think that en binyan bekelim, the pshat is that there is no binyan bekelim, because it's not true. And what is the limit? When do we really say that en binyan bekelim? Only if it's a small kli and it's mustiki. And lemaise, after what we saw in the Rishonim, there is no one who has the requirement of all of them. Because if you hold mustiki, lechora mustiki should be taking away all the problems, and you don't. Even kli gadol should be mutar be mustiki. The Tosfot does not mechalek between kli gadol and kli katan. Mm-hmm. And the Shulchan Aruch collects all the chumrot of everyone.
Ancient and Sarabatila.
Lechora also. And the Biur Halacha here, the first Biur Halacha also felt that the Rashba is for sure the opposite, because the Rashba that hold that there is a chiluk between Kli Katan and Kli Gadol all the way to the left, not like the Ran, that the chiluk is Kli Gadol, there is Binyan Bekelim, Kli Katan, there is no Binyan. So based on this, if it's Mustaki, when the Gemara had to say Mustaki, it was in Kli Gadol. So in Kli Gadol, if it's Mustaki, even if it's Kli Gadol, it's going to be mutar based on the Rashba. So lemaise, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch hold like all the Rishonim lechumra, and it's nice, but it's not so nice, because the Rif and the Rambam both of them didn't say a word. They just quote the Mishnah, Shover Adam et Achavit Lechol Mimena Gorgorot, period. If it's true that they hold like Tosfot, they're poskim, they should emphasize, especially the Rambam. The Rambam is a poisek. He cannot quote a Mishnah if there is a kimta that has to do with the maise. He should like write the mustake, he should write that. On the other hand, the Rambam also holds that Yesh Binyan Bekelim. So in the Achroinim, there are many opinions, and I'm mentioning that now because it's a big nafkamina to combine that svara. When you have a suffix with other elements, you can combine this. The Korban Etanel in Betza and some other Achroinim also. The main one that really take it seriously is the Bnei Tzion Lichtman. You have it in page number 3. I didn't bring the whole thing. I just brought the Bnei Tzion Lichtman, and he's masig on the Shulchan Aruch that he ignored the Rif and the Rambam. And it's not him. It's basically starting with the Korban Etanel in Betza, that they seems to understand in the Rif and the Rambam that the fact that they didn't bring the Mustaki, that they hold that there is no Binyan Bekelim like the other or like the Rashba or like, but not the Mustaki. The Mustaki is like a Chumrah that should not be considered Lamaise. And it's a good kula to have when you need when you have a Shaila and you need another sniff to be Makel. And normally the Bet Yosef also follow the Rambam and the Rif against everyone. So in this case, he mamash ignored them and he doesn't say anything about it. So that's another thing to be considered, that to have that in your pocket, like a sniff to be Makel. Now, so these are the three or maybe four shitot in the Rishonim about Binyan Bekelim. And you see the Mishnah Berurah, when he writes Lahalacha, he basically quotes all the Chumrot. You bring the Mustaki, and then he said that Arbaim Se'ah is considered like Ohel. The definition of Arbaim Se'ah, when it's big, it's considered like Binyan Gamur. It's like a building, basically, because normally in Ilchot Tumah V'Tahara, 40 Se'ah is the definition that takes away the Shem Kli. It's not considered Kli anymore, it's considered like a house. And you should know, Arbaim Se'ah is like a shiur of mikveh, ama alama berum shalosh amot. It's not so big, tachlas. It's almost any closet in a house is in this definition. And then Biur Halacha in Asur Leshavra, Lemaise, he tells you that you cannot use the kula of Rashi and the Ran about Mekalkel Letzorch Ochel Nefesh. The Biur Halacha in Asur Leshavra, he said that the Rishonim that did not agree with Rashi, they're basically saying that Mekalkel, even Letzorch Achila, is Asur. So Biur Halacha is paskin in Lemaise against the Ran and Rashi. Although you should know that the Biur Agra hold like Rashi and the Ran Lemaise, and he said it should be mutar. So it's another sniff to be makel when you have other tzadim. So that's one more thing to have in your pocket. Now, how much more time we have?
10 minutes.
Good. So let's talk a little bit about Lemaise, what's happening these days with cans. The main opinion in the Achroinim is Chazon Ish, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Moshe. And the main argument is, now, what I'm going to talk now is about cans, not cans of soda, like more like sardines or like cans of. Do you have a name for this particular?
Tuna fish.
Yeah, but there is a name for this type of cans. as opposed to, I'm not talking about cans of soda that has like a small open, like a mouth, that's going to be a topic for a different, I'm talking about cans that you just basically destroy them when you open them. You make, you open them to take the inside, but you're not saving them and you don't create any nice opening. So the, it's fascinating to see the way that the Achoinim, it's like a new concept that they saw, and each one of them had a different view how to see it. So the Chazon Ish hold that when it's closed, they close it in the manufactory. So when it's closed, it's not considered kli. It's like a guf atum. It's like there is no use for this when it's closed. There is no petach. You can't use it. So the way that the Chazon Ish look at the can when it's closed is like basically a piece of metal now. It's not kli. If I'm going to open it, maybe I'm going to be boneh. Maybe I'm creating something by opening it. And then the chashash, and we should assume, and that's what the poskim also said, that like 50 years ago or 70 years ago in Eretz Israel, people were very, very poor, and many people would have used the cans to, they would reuse them. So the concern is, like we see in the Gemara, that we have the chashash, shema itkaven la'asot petach. You see the chashash, shema itkaven la'asot petach, is going through the whole sugya. The chashash that you have a kli garua, that you're not going to come to be mechaven to create petach. You have a kli chashuv, we have a chashash that you're going to... So he said, if many people use the cans after they open them, so I should be choshesh, maybe some of them going to open it in order to reuse it, and then it's going to be boine when they open it. Lemaise, Bazman Hazeh, some poskim said that even the Chazon Ish is going to be moideh because almost nobody reused the can, so there is, it's very far to say that you should be choshesh, maybe somebody going to... So Lemaise, the fact that you're going to throw it to the garbage helps even for the concern of boneh that the Chazon Ish raises. Now, the... Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, he brings his opinion... In page number 8, he have a opposite view on closed can. He says, we have the concept of kli or ha'asui lemalot. You have a kli that's made out of leather, and you seal it. You tefillin is basically kli. It has a inside, it has a halal inside, and you want to fill it, and you want to seal it, and that's it. Is that considered kli or not? And we hold that it is considered kli. Kli ora sui lemalot have shem kli on it. So he compared that to shem kli ha sui lemalot. So too, by cans, you create them in order to fill them and keep them full until they arrive to the customer. So that's their purpose, and they're considered kli when they're closed. So for him, the chashash is the opposite. When you open them, you're soiter. Then it's going to be close to our sugya, soter adam et achavit. But then again, the idea that you throw it to the garbage takes away the shem kli, even according to him, because it's true that if you're going to be soter al menat livnot, so you can call it soter. You're opening it in order to reuse it, so maybe it's going to be soter al menat livnot. So this is true if you're planning to reuse it. But if you're destroying it, or you just, the whole kavana is just to take the content out and throw it, it's very hard to call it soter.
Is there a distinction made if you would be using the can at any point? So if you open your can of sardines but you eat from the can,
so that's,
is that a problem? Or you have to change, you have to remove, like even for the split 5 minutes of eating the can of sardines?
I have, I'm... Some achroinim, the lashon sounds like that if you're using it a couple of times until you finish it, that's considered reuse, and I don't like this approach.
Like a plastic bag, like a...
And it seems to me, in the sugya itself, shover adam et achavit le'chol b'grogarot, I would assume that there is a lot of grogarot, and we don't see in the poskim requirement to take all the grogarot at the time that you open it. So in my opinion, it seems makes more sense to say that as long as you're using the first, you just using it until you finish the and then you throw it, it's still fine.
Okay.
Only if you reuse it. But I'm admitting, I'm modesh sheyesh some achronim sounds, especially achronah achronim, that you need to take everything out and throw it immediately. So I'm still looking for reayot for what I'm saying, but your point is good, and like I'm not 100% sure about it. It makes sense to me that the first use, until you finish the content, even if you close it a couple of times, it's still a disposable kli. You know what I mean? You use it until you finish what's inside, and you throw it. It's not going to change the status of the kli. If you make a nice opening and you I'm going to use this like my
So like now even they have to reuse the resealable things, this resealable bags. You open it and it reseals. Would that?
According to what I'm saying, resealable might be another shayla. Regarding to what I just said, yeah, if you just use it a couple of times until you finish the content and you throw it, so then it would still be considered disposable, in my opinion. And not my only. It's like, sounds like, but I didn't like look into it like Mama Shlema. I say, that's the way it sounds to me now, and I still owe you proofs to what I'm saying. So it's not 100%.
Does Rosh Hashanah say, because it's so sir, not Avanah, slip notes, it's much of a Kashila because of that, or does he need Makalko, sort of Kashila, does he need Rashi?
I think he means that since it's a disposable kli, then the stira, it's not a kli to begin with. It's a low quality kli, and there is no. It's hard to apply shem soter al minat livnot when the kli is a bad kli to begin with. So if it would have been a kli asui lemalot to keep it there forever, then I would have had a shaila of soter. If I had a kavana to soter al minat livnot. But since the creation of this kli to begin with is to throw it to the garbage when it ends, so it's very hard to consider that soter al minat livnot, because the material that it's made from is like nothing. So I don't think he needs the mekalkel of Rashi. He just said that Rashi needed his approach because he discussed real kli, and he had to be dochek with mekalkel al minat lechol. In my case, it's not even mekalkel because there is no real kli to start with. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, not Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Igot Moshe sounds like the most, it's close to the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, but he said it like explicitly, and we're going to see that in Seif Yud Bezrat Hashem, Din Shechotalot Shel Tamarim, kli, that the whole creation of the kli is just to carry the food to you, or to let the dates to get dry, doesn't have Shem Kli at all. So he said that any disposable kelim, that the whole purpose of them is just to be carrying the food from this place to the other place, they don't have any Shem Kli, and v'dami l'shover et ha'egozim. It's like the same way that you're allowed to break nuts, so do you allow to break these cans, if you do it in a way that it's you're breaking it. And he said that if it's something that you're going to reuse, so then it's a higher level of material, so then you have to be choshesh. But if it's a completely... Let me say, at the end of his tshuva, he said that you should be machmir, enam bne Torah, even the papers, you should be machmir. So I don't know what he would have said, lemaise bazman hazeh, boch Hashem, there is a lot of bne Torah, but misvara, that's what he said. Lemaise is, at the end of the tshuva, it sounds like you should be machmir even with the disposable stuff. I don't know, if maybe people who have Mesorah from Reb Moshe know what he says. I finish, if anyone wants to go to my give.
From Reb Moshe, do you think it was because he saw a lot of people were using it and he tried to find a heter for why?